from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
He's back, and we'll see what he's got today. Brady in Newport Beach, good morning and welcome back to the show, Brady.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, man. Good. How are you doing?
Oh, so good. Any waves back there from the hurricane yet?
No, I don't think so. I was at the beach. Well, I mean, this was a couple days ago now, but I was at the beach 2 days ago, and it was just, the ocean was as flat as I've ever seen.
Not until Saturday here, I don't think. Well, we'd be impacted.
Yeah. I know you fish a lot, Gio. I fish a lot too out here, but you're going to get Terry Benigno, Hulk Hogan on the show instead of Seth freaking Rollins. He's got to be there.
Seth Why Rollins?
Seth freaking Rollins. Like, or CM Punk would drop an elbow on the Hulk Hogan's head right now.
Yeah.
The worst thing I've seen was that Hogan blurred out flat ass in his sex video with a freaking headband on.
Well, hold on, Brady. Is there any way you can make your phone cleaner? Like, are you on a headset or a speaker or something? Because you're saying... good stuff, but I'm missing
any
something.
Better? Yeah, any better?
Yeah, it's better. Yes, that's better. So you said the worst thing you saw Hulk Hogan do was what?
His sex tape with a...
Come on! You can't, Brady. Come on. I want to keep you on. You can't say that word, all right?
My mama worked for his ex-wife's mom. And,
Brady. Your
Brady,
wife,
we're on a different planet than you, so you got to slow down. So
your
you
wife
this.
Worked.
No, my mama worked for his ex-wife's mom.
Okay,
and so I heard all the stories. Yeah, it did. Exactly. But do you know that we were talking about Joe Beningo's balls?
Come on, Brady!
You can't. Come on.
I'm giving you one more chance. What? He's still talking.
This is not a podcast.
He's just talking, and nobody can
hear
him on the air.
I have it in queue. I'm just, I've got to see how much delay I have built back up.
Oh, my God. We got to just put him on hold. Oh, my God.
I want to hear from this guy, but you can't end every sentence with holy S.
Yes.
You can't. That's what he's doing. Every single sentence.
He's got a lot to say, by the way.
I know, which is great, and I want to hear it.
Yes.
But, all right.
Fleeks is trying to, he had to say Brady 8 times to
get him
to
stop talking
and realize that he's no longer on the air.
What do you think? Ayahuasca?
I don't know, man. Maybe. No, apparently ayahuasca helps, like, open you up and feel certain things you never felt and bring you to a different dimension, you know, something like that.
I feel like he is in a different dimension.
But then you come back, you know, refreshed and normal again. Okay. It doesn't sound like Brady is that. All right, Brady, I'm giving you another shot here. Please don't curse, all right? Please don't curse.
I won't. Right, I'm not on the Pat McAfee show. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
In the old days, merchantmen and pirates are they try to catch the we were talking about skates and rays. They catch the big ray, and the female ray has the same genitalia of a female woman. So it gets very lonely out on the stage. And you just flip that thing on their back, and yeah, it's a I ain't kidding, dude.
Don't tell me that's something you've done.
No, I ain't a merchant man or a pirate.
All right, just making sure.
I caught a lot of them, but yeah, I seen Boomer play the Raiders in the Coliseum. Dude, in 92, freaking Howie, Bill Pickell, yeah. Greg Townsend, yeah. R-A-T-S, Raiders all-time sacks. I know him. I've talked to him. He chased your ass around, but I went to that game because I got a long story about that. But anyway, yeah. Cool, guys.
Brady, before you go, man, are you someone who used to live on the East Coast, and that's how you got into WFAN, or you've been out there your whole life and you somehow found us on CBS Sports Network?
No, I wake up at 3 a.m. to watch you, and you know what? The positive thing is that on Friday, I got to see Gunner, that documentary. Hey, man, that Boomer's incredible. Boomer is incredible.
Oh,
I'm telling you right now.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, you're incredible. That I can remember back. What was it? 89, the loss to the Niners.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't say it, but yeah, you were a stud.
I appreciate what you've done for
that pill that you created 20 years later, or that that's incredible, man. I really love that. I got a kid going off to college, and it's emotional, bro.
Yeah, it is, bro.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Wait,
he sounds Canadian to me.
Where are you from?
My voice is where am I from? The Valley.
Oh, okay. So you're a West Coast guy.
San Fernando Valley.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm about originally, but Newport Beach right here.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You can find me in the barrel. I'll be in the
I mean, you must be a cool dad, I would imagine. You sound like a really fun guy.
Depends on who you talk to. I'll take her fishing, but yeah, she got a little busy after the she got her driver's license. great kid, captain of CDM song, 13-year competitive dancer. Yeah, great kid, gonna be dancing at Cal Poly. Yeah, wow. All good. I wouldn't go up into the fog. I'd go to San Diego State. She got into every SEC college you could think of.
That's it. You said one more.
Yes.
Brady's half baked when he calls in.
Half?
At least half.
Oh, my God. What an individual that is.
He sounds like he's from the Valley, but that also sounded like an SNL skit.
I know, but you could tell he was authentic. I mean, the fact that he can bounce from pirates' bestiality into Trikafta was miraculous.
Yeah, that might have been the weirdest transition.
Yes, I ever. I had no idea where he was going there. And when he finally got to where he was going, I was like, wow, that's all right. He's obviously very well up on the show.
I have got hundreds of questions for his daughter. Hundreds already.
Do you think that the daughter is still living at home? You think Brady's still?
No. I would be very surprised.
Seems like a fun guy to hang out with.
And did he mention a son first?
I think he said a kid going to college.
Okay.
I, for whatever reason, I thought son as well. Then when he said daughter, I was confused. Maybe he did.
And then it was dance. She was going to Cal Poly to dance. And
right.
She, and I guess Cal Poly's up in the mountains or something.
In the fog.
The fog. And San Diego State is beautiful. I think I remember going there with the Cardinals practicing against the Chargers, because I think that's where they practiced.
Okay.
And it was like one of the most beautiful places I can, you know, we're sitting there overlooking the ocean practicing football.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. All right, Fleas, we got some reads in there, man, that we got here for this hour.
Whew.
What a segment. And Brady, man, he did deliver the second time.
He did.
He did. Almost better than the first time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.